Bismillah, this is Dr. Safi, and I just got done watching a segment of an interview with Hasan Minhaj, the famous comedian, and there are two huge learning points that I really want to emphasize about his story. And let me just start off by saying a summary of his kind of origin story. I mean, the guy grew up Indian origin background in Southern California, I believe, and was nearly a straight A student, and went to UC Davis for college, and was slowly finding his career and his professional, you know, life being carved out for him, where he was being directed to almost take on a degree in engineering, or potentially a pre-medical degree focus. And he realized, you know, that's not really something he's passionate about, because he took a huge liking to the debate platform, being able to convince people of different arguments, presenting viewpoints, perspectives, opinions to change other people, other people's thoughts, and maybe even affecting policy. And so that didn't really jive with him, the idea of going into engineering or the idea of becoming a doctor, second line, because he would have had to go to a Caribbean medical school. And so he really didn't do so well in his pre-medical classes. And so he was at a point where he didn't know how to really take his passion forward. And it was right about that time where he encountered stand-up comedy. And to put a long story short, he found comedy to be a platform where he could then start, well, what he was seeing was comedians were talking about political issues, and they were presenting arguments through their comedy to change the audience's views and perspectives. And so he could see comedy as being a platform for him to really expand his debate passion and his skills that he was kind of really, really honed into. And so he took it on. I mean, he started putting in the hard work, started his own comedy club at his university, and asked different comedians if he could start opening for them, doing the opening routine, and start going to different stand-up nights and just practicing his craft, putting in that hard work to refine his routine and really develop himself. And he had a few different failures, but he really took off. I mean, the guy is one of the most renowned comedians that we know in the West at this time. I mean, because he's up there close to Dave Chappelle, just with the amount of exposure, being on Netflix and being at the press correspondence dinner not too long ago as well. And so the main learning points I want to get across is, here's a guy that wanted to help people change their perspectives on different issues, and couldn't really find his way of doing it until he came across comedy. And the thing about comedy is that the goal is really to make people laugh. And the louder the laugh, the more the intense the emotion of the laugh, the greater the success of the comedy routine. And what happens is, when you start tying emotion into what you're telling people, is they start to learn and be impacted by what you're telling them, because emotion is such a strong hook for learning. And that's exactly what he really banked on. And so it really helps to be able to tie emotion into what you're telling people, the ideas that you're getting across. And the other aspect is, he really focused on what is his skill set that he's good at, and how can he use that to help people? I mean, he's good at persuading people, but he really wanted to maximize his effect of helping people. And so if you are interested in refining what you're good at and really finding your passion, then I would highly recommend looking at those two things as well. Tying emotion into any sort of learning or teaching that you're involved with, and also looking at asking yourself this question: how can I help people, and how can I help more people? Because that's a huge key to success. Hope this benefited you. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Hope to see and hear more of you all in the future.